not the first steroid-related story of the week, but maybe the biggest.
Definitely the biggest.
When everything comes, when it all comes crashing down on Alex Rodriguez, Yankee third baseman, obviously, linked with a Miami PED firm, the name of which I don't know, but I'm sure it's not Swatz or something cool like that.
I'm sure it's not. It's probably something more legitimate, which is why I believe it 100%.
Yeah, you know, why you believe it 100% and why I'm kind of okay with assuming guilty where I wasn't with Randy Moss is because context matters, right? It's Alex Rodriguez. We say it all the time. Context matters. It's Alex Rodriguez. Well, is anyone shocked that this came out?
And even when the story leaked, the hodgepodge of side characters also listed were Melky Cabrera, Manny Ramirez, Nelson Cruz, which was interesting, and nobody's really talked about that at all.
It's because the name is A-Rod. That's what we're going to talk about. And look, I just...
He's killing me, man.
What can you say, man? This is if this is true, and I don't know if we'll ever actually find out the truth. A-Rod's hired a high-priced lawyer, and I'm betting on the high-priced lawyer if this goes to trial.
I'm
sure it will. And you know, a lot of people, the eyes turn. This is the first thought I had when I heard it, and that's where the focus is today: is will the Yankees be able to get out of the contract? They owe him like $114 million still, which is an absurd amount for a guy that age and what looks like that broken down.
Here's my issue. Before we even go anywhere, it says basically that according to these reports, he was doing steroids last season. Steroids need to step their game up because he could not line up a fastball.
He needs to be getting some deer antlers.
He needs some deer antler velvet extract. He needs to be talking to my man Ray Ray. You know where to find him. Go down to the Nolia.
Just listen for the loudest noise.
I mean, listen, maybe it's because, yes, there are advancements that, you know, that elude drug tests and things of this nature. Maybe these advancements also mean the steroids aren't quite as good. They're not the good old-fashioned lose your hair, shrink your balls,
A-Rod's just built up a tolerance. Maybe that's what it is. He's just built up a tolerance to steroids.
Been doing it for a decade.
The Yankees are going to try and get out of the deal. That's the report now, and they should. I don't think they'll be able to. I mean, look, if you can, if the Yankee management is committed to this $190 million cap that they want to impose on themselves, I don't think they are. But if they are committed to that,
they seem pretty committed. They've done absolutely nothing except hire Euclid, and you know where I stand
but
on that.
I don't think there's been a lot of guys. You know, who's a kid for the? If like Mike Trout became a free agent right now, you tell me the Yankees wouldn't go?
The Yankees probably
spend
wouldn't be the
$700
only...
million dollars to go get Mike Trout. Of course they would. They're the Yankees, right? So whatever. But if they're committed to it, then they have to try and get out under this contract. I don't think they will because I don't know the logistics of it. I'd imagine though you'd need legal proof, right? You would need something to present the union to say this is legal. Here's the stipulation, and I don't think they're ever going to get that. I think the lawyers are going to win this case. It's basically a he said, she said, and A-Rod's everything people say, A-Rod's lawyers are better than everybody else. And if Clemens can get out of his jam, I bet A-Rod can get out of this.
It all depends on what the Yankees want to do here, because yes, Alex Rodriguez can hire a very pricey lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So can the New York Yankees.
I understand that.
But the Yankees, why would you spend $100 million to get out of a $114 million contract? My question to you, Joe, and I agree with you from everything I've read, and I'm not a legal expert by any means, but everything I've read says the Yankees are a very long shot to be able to get out from underneath this. At what point do you just eat it? At what point is even having him coming in late next season, if at all, maybe having a 50-game suspension on top of the hip surgery, missing all of next season, coming back, battling for the DH third spot, can't hit above 260, 265. At what point does an eroding A-Rod with all the side baggage become...
It's a fair question.
More harm than good.
I don't know.
At $114 million.
And here's the big key to the sports. If he can play, he'll probably play. Right? And you don't know. I mean... Guys have come back from other things before, and we'll see. We'll have to see what it looks like post hip surgery. I can't imagine it's going to be great, but maybe the hip surgery helps, and he's back to certainly not his former self, but something reasonably close to it, and he plays. I don't know, and that's the point. And my larger point, because it's a fair question to ask: when does it just become enough? And I don't know.
I thought it was enough when he was benched for most of the postseason.
Even if I thought that was a mistake, but even if you're the Yankees, can you really throw away 114? Probably. You can probably take
that
hit.
You've already thrown it away.
Maybe.
The question is, do you want to keep this mistake around so everybody's reminded day in and day out of the ridiculous waste of $114 million you've spent? Or do you want him out of sight, out of mind? Maybe the Royals give him a minimum deal with incentives, and he can go do whatever he does there, sell a couple tickets.
I don't know how to answer that right now. I just there are too many unknowns. I don't know. But here, the larger point to me, and I've been an A-Rod defender. Even in the playoffs, I said that I didn't want to see him benched more than I think that first game I wanted him benched. After that, I said you got to keep playing the guy. And I've always said, these Yankee fans are saying, well, the team's better off without him. You're high if you think the team is better without a talent like that. But even I, staunch A-Rod defender, as many Yankee fans would say, I heard this news yesterday and I said, huh, okay, and went about my day. Right?
Right, yes.
Like if Robinson Cano, with no evidence at all, was somebody started a rumor. And, like, it broke my world for a day. Other guys, like Pettit, when he came out, he was my guy, right? So Pettit admits, and I'm like, oh, man, it's such a bummer. A-Rod? And A-Rod. I'm A-Rod's guy right now in the fan base, and I'm like, huh,
I don't care. I long defended Alex Rodriguez, and I remember when this story initially broke after, you know, the whole thing, and then Selena Gomez's disgustingly intrusive story.
Selena Gomez? Probably not, right?
Not Selena Gomez.
Probably not Selena Gomez.
Selena something. I can't think of what her name
is. Justin Bieber's main squeeze is working the journalism beat now. She's doing research for a new movie.
Oh, I can't remember what the heck her name is now to save my life. We will get that for you, segment three. it was an intrusive story is what I'm trying to say. Roberts. Selena Roberts?
Sure.
All right.
I'll look it up. Keep
anyway,
going.
Moving on. I often defend... He's almost like... your friend with like a drug issue and a gambling problem who keeps coming up with elaborate stories to borrow $50 from you. You know, he ran out of gas on the highway and somebody picked him up and they're going to drive him back. He just needs money to get the gas or, you know, something stupid.
Yeah. Selena Roberts appears to be her name. Yes.
Thank you very much. His mom got cancer. $50 will cover all the chemo. He's just 50, you know, and eventually you're just like, here's 50. Go away, man. We're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
We used to be friends, me and Alex Rodriguez. And I have had it up to here with trying to defend all the stupid things that he does.
And look, I mean, I'm hooked into Ranger season right now. I haven't, you know, reached out to my Yankee compadres, but I'd imagine Yankee world is dancing right now. I'm like, we're going to be without this guy for a while. And does it put a more like perfect bow on what Alex Rodriguez is to his fan base than the total indifference,
right,
or even joy that people feel when he gets popped for steroids and maybe suspended for 50 games.
Now, the question I have for you, Joe, and this really goes back to how steroids has or has not affected the game of baseball and baseball fanship, and I know that you don't care largely about roids. Does this tarnish in your mind at all the 2009 World Series championship where A-Rod played an intricate part and we all thought, or at least I believed, he was clean?
No, it doesn't.
I didn't think a guy could be dumb enough to get. it's like if Beyonce went out on Super Bowl Sunday and lip synced again. She can't lip sync again. She got to
do that live
in the inauguration.
Look, it doesn't to me because is the Giants World Series from this year tainted because for most of the year, they rode to the top of their division on the back of a roided up Melky Cabrera? No.
See,
it's just, it is, you know.
Does a little bit. It is a little bit.
Things are a part of it. Plus, you know, I don't know how far back this ledger goes. I don't know if he was actually on in 09.
Right.
And are we going to take away the Yankees World Series in 2000 because Clemens was doing it?
Well, you know
how
what?
About other guys
I remember
from
when,
those days.
When it came out the first time, it ended up coming out like 50, 60 times, that Manny Ramirez had more estrogen, so much estrogen in him that he was pregnant. During the 2004 World Series championship, and I was like, oh, that's kind of taints that Red Sox, you know,
look,
86 year drought.
I want nothing more than to taint the Red Sox. But even I it does. I don't think it taints it. It's just
it does.
This
a
is
bit.
So common. now. It really is. Like, are you under the illusion that there aren't guys that we just don't know about doing it right now?
How do you vote for a president, Joe? Do you just say, you know what, we're in a recession, that's what it is, the economy's never going to get better, I'm voting Nader, and just walk out the booth. Just because something's is one way doesn't mean you can't wish it another way.
I don't understand your point.
And try to work towards changing it. I'm just saying, you know.
Right, no.
You're so jaded.
I do understand.
It's just Joe B's jaded.
No. I understand your point. But in the context of, does this taint the 09 World Series? Well, are you naive enough to think that there was someone on the 08 World Series Cardinal winning team that wasn't doing it, or the 07 Red Sox team that wasn't doing it, or one guy, or somebody on any of those teams doing it?
There were probably numerous people on the opponent's team in 2009. Right.
So I know I'm not going to throw away the whole season and say, it's tainted because this guy was doing what a lot of people do, and it's a bummer that he does it, right? It is. I'm not, my indifference to the issue isn't that I don't recognize that it sucks. It does a little bit. And there's, part of me when McGuire got popped, I look at 98 now and I remember perfectly. I was building a little model car track in my basement,
right,
and watching McGuire hit the 62nd home run to break Maris's record. And I'm like, man, this is such a great moment. And now 24-year-old me looks back at 8-year-old me and goes, you're an idiot.
You silly
bastard. Right. And that sucks. But
anticlimactic home run of all time.
Oh, dude, it's like that a dribbler down the third baseline that happened to get over the wall.
He hit 61 double-decker blasts, and then he hit the little Dweebus line drive that barely covered and missed first base to boot.
How bummed do you think you were if you were Joe Buck? You've probably got it all planned out. Like, you've been doing the Fox broadcast for like a month trying to get him,
right,
trying to make sure that you're there doing it, and you want to be, hitter's high! Oh, there it is! And you're like, McGuire hits a pop fly to, it's gone. 62 record.
Line drive foul. Oh, wait, no, that was fair.
Oh.
That's over the. And everybody who bought a ticket trying to get that ball.
Right.
And it lands in the fan number zero.
Fly ball caught by the left fielder. Oh, no, it's a home run. Hey, and there's your record, everybody. Touch first base, Mark.
What are we talking about?
I don't even know. We'll go.
Listen, Alex Rodriguez is a rat. Case closed.
It's cover two.